So let's talk about fertility. There are all sorts of various techniques that doctors use and surgeons use to get someone to be fertile. IVF, of course, is a very difficult process and expensive and traumatic in some cases. Here is one way that you can make a man instantly fertile again. Reverse his vasectomy. But as simple and straightforward as a vasectomy is, reversing it is not so easy. So I've got one of our local experts in to talk about that. Professor David Greening has been in to talk about fertility many times, and turns out he's a bit of a reversal expert these days as well. Huh, David, how are you going?
I'm good, thank you, Nick.
Thank you for coming in. Would it be fair to say that vasectomies are reasonably straightforward, the snip, but reversals are really difficult?
Yes, it would be true. A vasectomy's fairly straightforward because just cutting something or looping something, but putting it back together is
cut, so
yep,
thanks for coming.
Microsurgery.
Thanks very much. That's it. Yep. Okay.
And that's got its challenges, as you'd expect.
So what about reversal? Now, I know they call this the new girlfriend operation, don't they? How often is that the case?
It is common. There's two options to somebody who's, in fact, there's probably three or four options to somebody who's had a vasectomy. Don't do anything and leave your fertility at zero.
Yep.
Do have a microsurgical reversal. And that sort of, some of that's a little bit to do with financial because it's not really done in the public system. There's a few training sessions done in the Sydney, but not many.
Is vasectomy done in the public system?
It's done all over the place. It's not expensive.
But reversal, do they go, well, you made your decision, mate?
Yeah, there's a few for training purposes, but it's hard to get. So most people, if you want to do them, it's done in the private world, and that's not cheap. You need a hospital, a microscope and stuff. So it helps to be in a health fund. If you are, then the other option is, so it's affordable, I guess, if you're in a health fund. Otherwise, it's fairly expensive. The other option is IVF, and essentially...
With a donor.
No, well, IVF, the guy, so he's got a new partner, a new girlfriend, whatever, wife. So we can just stick a needle in to bypass the vasectomy and get sperm that way.
Oh, really? Get sperm out that way?
Yeah, we sort of...
Because it's still being produced, even though you've...
Oh, totally, yeah. He's a fertile guy. He's probably got a couple of kids already.
Yep.
We do a number of those down at the at our TFC, the Fertility Centre, for example, and most IVF units would do. In fact, all IVF units would probably do that.
That's a part of IVF I'd never considered.
Oh no, I do lots of
those. Go in and get it.
Common. We would do one or two a week, possibly. Wow. Not uncommon at all. So that's actually not a difficult procedure. We just stick technically known as sticking a needle in their nuts, but stick a needle into their testicle, suck out some sperm, give it to a scientist, looks down a microscope, and we use it with her eggs, and Bob's your uncle.
And away you go.
Yeah,
okay. So if you have decided on the reversal, though,
yep.
How reliable is it that it's going to work?
Look, it's like all things in life. It's technically a challenge, and doctors have, I guess, different pregnancy rates, but in general, if you look at the world literature and a competently well-trained microsurgeon, and different doctors do it, like fertility doctors do it, urologists do it, plastic surgeons do it. I trained in Dublin in Ireland to do it, and then I've done it ever since. But it's probably around somewhere between 70% and 90% of men would get sperm, i.e. where they put the two ends together, and about half, overall about half of the men would get a baby out of it. So it's certainly not 100%.
All right. What's the technical challenge for you actually?
Oh, it's microsurgery. Can I just say, it's my favourite operation. It's up there with laparoscopic hysterectomy. I do all them with using 3D technology. But it's just finicky. No one's bleeding to death or anything scary. There's no fear factor for a surgeon. It's just technically really fine sutures, as fine as your hair, a very powerful microscope, and just, you know, steady hands and really, really good technique.
It's like two tiny vessels, or is it two vessels or one vessel?
What happens is you've got to find where the vasectomy was tied off. Then you basically cut it on the outside, get two open ends, and then bring them together and put some really, really fine sutures in and a couple of stronger outer sutures to hold it, keep the tension off it, don't cause bleeding. There's a whole bunch of fancy techniques.
Wow, it's fascinating.
Yeah, no, I actually really love it. When I'm in the zone and we're doing it, it's great. I enjoy doing it.
Wow. Yeah. So this is... Does you get sort of robotic help, or is it all
no,
done?
No, it's no robotics.
As long as you've got a seriously
no,
powerful
it's just hand
microscope.
Stuff, and you've got a, you know, we've got a Carl Zeiss fabulous microscope at the Wollongong Private, and you know, great nice equipment. But really, it's just a matter of good technique, good instruments, and you know, you don't have to do a lot of them. It's not, I mean, there's some people say you've got to do a significant number to be competent per year, but I don't agree with that. It's not brain surgery, you know. We don't get as many. We do far more IVF needle biopsies than we would do reversals. But it's, you know, covered. It's good. And also you get to make a baby the natural way.
Mm. Is the man asleep during this process?
Yeah, yeah, it has to be absolutely paralysed because we can't have any movement whatsoever.
Right,
so it's a full general anesthetic.
So small.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. Okay, incredible. And that, how often is this sort of performed in Australia?
Well, I think
I suppose
total,
I'm looking for the number of vasectomies versus reversals.
I should have looked that up actually. Far more vasectomies than vasectomy reversals. So just as a matter of interest, for example, if you're having a vasectomy, I bet any of you guys listening out there have had one. You probably didn't go and freeze some sperm before you did that. You can do that. There's units will freeze sperm, park it for the future because, you know, they're thinking end of family, but the reality is a lot of them change partners. That's just life in the modern world. But if they don't do that, I can't give you the exact numbers, but it's probably 10 to 1. If not, way more. That wow. Way more guys do vasectomies than reversals.
Can you also reverse a female tubal ligation?
Yeah, absolutely. I do them as well. That's a slightly bigger operation. The technique's the same, but you have to get inside their abdomen, so you've got to do like a mini cut, like a cesarean. There's a few people trying to do it laparoscopically using very fine instruments, but I think that's just too hard, and I've tried it. I think just let me do it with an open procedure, give me a big, powerful microscope and you know, amazing instruments.
So it can be reversed.
Oh, totally, yeah, we do them as well.
And finally, we've had a question from one of our listeners. You hear of people falling pregnant where a husband has had a vasectomy.
Yeah, they're not 100% successful. They've got a thing.
How is that not when you've cut it and tied it?
Oh, because it's living tissue. I think they quote the failure rate's about 1 in 2,000, so it's not very many, but, you know, one story goes a long way.
What is it? What nature finds a way?
It's living tissue, and it's sort of perhaps the ends aren't that far apart, and they just sort of find their way back together again, and they've sort of want to reform, but it's not common.
Something has just struck me. If you know, you've had a vasectomy and their body continues to produce sperm, what happens to it?
Well, you're making cells in your body all over the place. They die. They're tiny. I mean, the largest single cell in the human body is the human egg in a female. It's massive. You can stuff 3,000 sperm into one female egg. The sperm's one of the smallest cells in the human body. So they just atrophy and die off and get reabsorbed.
All right. Well, thank you very much for answering all of my questions.
It's always a pleasure. It's seriously fascinating stuff.
I love a man who loves his work.
I find microsurgery, it's incredibly challenging, but when you're in the zone, it's just, you know, one of those things. It's so fulfilling.
All right. Great to see you. Thanks for coming
in. Thanks, Nick. I really appreciate it.
That's Professor, no longer doctor, but Professor David Greening.
Got an upgrade.
Also working for the University of Wollongong, as well as doing a microsurgery here. ABC Illawarra Mornings.